Welcome to Enchanted Tales. I'm Heaven Lee, and I'll be your storyteller on our magical adventures together. Find these and more of my stories at intuitivespiritguide.com. Where would you like to go? What would you like to see? Fairies and fireflies, magical forests, wise trees and wicked villains, and beautiful rainbows that surround a mystical moon. Close your eyes and picture the most wonderful place you can possibly imagine. Here we go. Happy Friday. Welcome. This is Enchanted Tales, and today we're going to explore something new on Enchanted Tales, and that is that your life is meant to be an enchanted tale. Now, if you've ever read fairy tales, there can be many ups and downs, you know. Life is like a fairy tale, and sometimes fairy tales are scary, but recognizing the magic in all of it is the secret to making your life an enchanted tale. And today, as I've done when I was calling my show Heal Your World, which it still is, very much that spirit still here, we're doing angel guidance blessings. And I welcome those of you in chat, and I welcome callers. Thank you so much for being with me today. I'm Heaven Lee, as the introduction said, and I love writing stories. And every story I write, though it may be subtle, is angel guidance. Every story I write is filled with that blessing, a lesson, something teaching you how to live a more inspired and enchanted life. Because we are eternal beings, star babies. We're here right now, disguised as humans. You can look at your hands. We have fingers. We can create things. We can do things with these physical bodies down here on this physical earth. And yet, while we're doing all of this, we are creating in another realm, in many other realms. This is so key to know so that we don't get stuck, trapped inside our bodies, feeling helpless, feeling like we're slaves to our circumstances in this lifetime, that we're lost, that we don't know how to survive, that we're lonely, that we're alone. You are not alone. The first story, when I changed the name and changed the format of this show to Enchanted Tales, the first story, I happened by chance, magical, mystical chance, to meet a little girl when I was going to my son's back to school night and meeting his teachers. And she was the daughter of one of his teachers, and she happened to be there on teacher conference night. And she's just a sweet little girl, and I asked her name, and she said Ellie. And her father said, well, her full name is Eliana. And I thought, well, that must be spelled E-L-I-A-N-A, Eliana. And then I turned around after I had asked her name, and I'm walking out, and I'm writing it down, and I said, that's such a beautiful name, I want to use it in a story. And as I turned to go and I walked a few steps outside of his classroom, I had to go back and I asked her, how do you spell that? And she said it's E-L-Y-A-N-A. And the Y-A-N-A just jumped out at me as you are not alone. And so I wrote a story with her name, and that was the first, it's a three-part story, which will one day be a book, and there's so many lessons in it. I just switched over to Enchanted Tales, and I didn't talk to my angel guidance people that have been calling me and let them know what I was doing, where this was going, and there was angel guidance inside of these enchanted tales. So whatever happens here, beautiful star babies, whatever happens here is just a tiny piece of the puzzle. It's just a tiny, tiny chapter of your story. You are eternal. And that's what is the most important, that I want you to allow yourself to receive from your experiences in this lifetime. It's just a chapter. And you can make it a good one when you keep in mind your eternal nature. I have a beautiful guest in chat room, and I see you callers, and I will get to you very soon. Thank you for your patience. I have a guest in chat room, and she asked me first. I love her name here for her profile here in chat. It's Little Fairy, and I already had a blessing prepared for those who are caretakers, who are the fairies, who are the beautiful, magical, mystical creatures on earth, though they may not even recognize themselves in the mirror, who bless this earth, who care for creatures of earth. And she had a special request, and as she asked me, I thought, that sounds like something I'll draw from the goddess cards today. I work with several different decks. One of my own creation is the Angel Michael Oracle cards, and I work with many of the Doreen Virtue Oracle cards. So for you, Little Fairy, we both know what you're seeking, what your heart's desire is, and who that may be. You will find that essence of what you want, that essence to fill up that lonely spot in your life within you. When you become that person that you want to be with and you're comfortable with yourself, you tend to find, I don't know if that was a magical sound or not, but you tend to find that person who so harmonizes with your heart. And your card today, beautiful, magical little fairy, this popped up in the goddess cards, the goddess oracle cards. Butterfly maiden, transformation. So you are just about ready to come out of your cocoon. You are blossoming and blooming as a beautiful butterfly. And this says, you are experiencing enormous change right now. Brings great blessings. He's on his way. He's on his way. He is still in the cocoon. He is still getting ready, preparing. And you're both beautiful, gorgeous butterflies about to emerge, about to take flight, and fly right to each other. And that is my blessing to you, that you will find each other in the most beautiful way, and it may involve a butterfly, a picture of a butterfly or an actual butterfly. So this person may be coming in the springtime. Hold that in your heart, that into your enchanted tale of your life, and do me a favor and let me know sometime how that works out. I'm going to take my first caller now for an angel blessing for this new year. Hello, are you still there?
Hello?
Hello, caller. What is your name? I love to call you by your first name rather than just caller.
Helena.
Helena? With an
yeah.
H?
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful. I love that. Today, I am just sending out powerful blessings for your enchanted tale life. So what would you like me to focus on today for your blessing? Is there anything specific, or would you just like whatever comes from the angels?
Whatever comes from the angels.
Okay, here we go. This one, I'm going to go to my enchanted map, M-A-P, like directions, enchanted map, oracle cards. And these are by Colette Baron Reed. And they're just some of my favorite cards because they leave things so open for what you want to do. And it means something different to everyone. Each card is an amazing message and blessing. And today, yours is the number 4 is figuring in to something that will happen soon. And that's an important number just to look out for.
Okay.
Oftentimes, numbers double up. 1111 makes a lot of people smile. And for me, it's those double numbers, multiples of 11, that come to you and to say you're on the right path. The angels are helping you. They're coming through the magical portal right now where you can really feel their love and power. And that for you is 4 or 44 or 440 or 404. So just look out for that number. It'll be special for you. And this is spirit of place. Spirit of place. And that to me is sending you very special blessings for a special place to you. Your home is very special to you. Your work is very special to you. And spirit to be with you and help you every place you go is the blessing that I'm seeing and feeling for you. How does that make you feel?
Oh, it's good. It's good.
It's wonderful to feel comfortable wherever you are. You've probably heard that wherever you are, there you will be. So whatever place, yes, whatever place you are in, you bring your energy to make it comfortable, to make it your own, even when you're places where you feel out of place. This is a blessing to have peace and comfort no matter where you are, no matter where you go, and have an awesome 2015.
Thank you. You too.
You're very welcome. Thank you, and call again sometime.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
I don't know. Maybe you didn't hang up from me.
Oh, are you still there? Yes, you switched places.
Okay. spirit of place.
Well, have a wonderful day and a wonderful year. And thank you again for calling.
No, you're so welcome.
Hello, you're on the air. Would you like your blessing today?
Yes, hello.
Beautiful. Thank you for calling in, and I would love to know your first name.
My first name is Nydia with an N.
Nydia? Nydia. Yes?
Correct. Yes.
Beautiful.
Thank
I love you. Unusual names. My parents loved unusual names, too, and they actually named me Heaven. I tell people, yeah, try living with that.
I love it. I love it.
Well, thank you.
I also love it in reverse, too.
Yes, Nevea, and that's close. Yes. That's close to yours.
Yes. I love your giggle. It's so sweet.
Oh, thank you. I can't help it. It comes out, and I've had people say when I'm extra happy on a show that, are you a little tipsy today? Like, no. No, high on love. It's just, it's fun. Oh, you got a spectacular one. And I'm holding the map cards. and just felt like this is good for you too. The number, we'll start with the number. It's 15, and that's good since it's 2015. This is the cutest girl sitting on, it's a waxing crescent moon behind her and the ocean, and she's got a beautiful, well, it's cute, black silk top hat with a feather, black feather sticking out of it. She's got curly hair, and she has kind of a circus outfit on, and her tights, one leg is red and one leg is golden. Well, and her tights, it's great. So you seem like a very creative, artistic person, this is saying. And she is sitting on top of this gorgeous elephant, and he is on top of this red mountain, and this is sitting in the ocean, and it says One Ring Circus. So maybe your life feels a bit chaotic, like a circus, but it's going to be better, and it's going to be peaceful. And with the ocean surrounding you, that reminds you of how to relax and tune into that. And you keep being artistic. What do you do? What kind of creativity is your favorite?
Photography.
Photography. Beautiful. Yes. Well, keep doing that. Expand and grow. Do you have a website yet, or are you working towards that?
No, working towards that.
Okay, awesome. Well, I bless you to go far and wide and take pictures of wonderful things. Do you live by the ocean or a large body of water?
No, I live in Georgia.
Ah, I have some friends there. Hi, Georgia. Well, that's beautiful. Well, if you ever get a chance this year to do some photography at the ocean or at a large body of water, just feeling that for you as one of the things to do. But I love photography and spirituality as it can be brought out through people's faces, landscape, children.
Yes, yes, children, yes.
Well, blessings to you for this new year of outstanding photography.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Blessings
love and light
to you and your family.
Happy new year. You too.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. Many blessings. Thank you. Call again sometime.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Oh, I love this, and I've missed this. And by telling stories, reading stories as I have over the past few weeks, I've missed speaking with you. So it's nice to get back to that. And I was speaking with my daughter, Jasmine. Some of you know she's been on the show before, and I've read her poetry on the show before. And she was saying, you know, you can't just give that up, Mom. You can't just not have that be a part of the show too. So I listened to her, and I changed, you know, my whole approach for today. I've been writing stories like a mad woman, and they're fun, but I'm going to intersperse reading stories to you with grounding and going back to that enchanted tale that is your life. I think this is important. So, I want to give blessings. Oh, one very sad thing happened this week that has been widely reported. Many sad things happen every day, and to keep going in our lives when sad things happen around us is quite a challenge. And the only way that I can get through it is to remember that we are eternal beings, that nothing can truly hurt us, and that includes death. It emotionally hurts when you lose someone, but when they go, they're still with you. When they go, they're in that vast realm of consciousness that never dies. They're still that individual spark, that individual star. Don't ever think that because we're all one that we lose our personalities and just go into a big blob, because we're still ourselves. You are still you, the very best you, and the highest self you can tune into, that part of you, whenever you want to. That spirit self disguised in a human body. You're so much more than people tell you you are, especially in school, unless you have a fabulous magical teacher, and I did have some, to help me remember that I was special, that we're all very special. And as Yoda would say, we're not just this crude matter that we see. We're spirit. And we can go in and out of these bodies whenever we like and learn and grow and communicate with each other in many, many ways, not just through talking. Oh, no. That's just one little way that we focus on. There are so many ways of communicating with each other. Did you know that you can send your energy? No cost. Telegram, and that's fine too, and we're physical, and we love seeing written words of love, and we love getting letters and emails to remind us of how people care about us, and that's important. But if you can't do that, you can send your energy right now to anyone you want, to any country, any place, spirit of place, as we talked about. You can send your love and your healing. And I say this, and they aren't just empty words. You can actually do that. So I want to take time and send love and send our energy to France today and the very deeply saddening thing that happened over this past week. It's hard to believe that anyone who could work such violence could forget their true nature and forget as a being here on earth of love and light. And it gets so covered up and encrusted with things that are not true, but they begin to live by those things that are not true. And so they make of themselves enemies. Of the light. They take on the darkness, but still not their true self. So I send energy and love to those who have forgotten who they are. And I send energy and love and peace and comfort to those who have lost dear ones, loved ones, that they miss. They are still right there with you. A dear friend of mine, Cecile, you can see her artwork. It's just perfect. It's just beautiful in its simplicity. And it's in my slideshow. It's the last one. What appears to be bright red drops of blood on a white background. And there's an eraser beside this scene. And then the next one, you go and look at the slideshow on this show, has transformed those red drops of blood to a bird with a red breast flying away. And flowers whose centers are made of that red life's blood that we share here on Earth. And what that spoke to me volumes. What she says in her haiku is, facing arms, still alive, pencils soul. An artist can reimagine anything. And I'm creating a new book with anyone who would like to be a part of this. It's in the very beginning stages, and it's following the inspiration of Heal Your World for Children that we just published in December. This one is to be Heal Your World for Your Inner Child, and this one will be in the book, bright and shiny for all to see, how we can rethink and reframe tragedy. And it's not that it doesn't hurt, and it's not that it's just all fluff and stuff. I know pain. I understand the reality of pain. But when you know that you're eternal, and you may have lived many, many painful lifetimes, but you're still here, and you're choosing to come down again and learn new things. And I must go to my chat now. A guest is saying a mother's love is forever, absolutely, moving forward. Can something be so difficult? Yes. Yes, and in the difficulty, we still move forward. A mother's love is forever. That's beautiful. Thank you. Ah, that's your life purpose. And I love that as a name. You're stating your mission. A mother's love is forever. That's true. That's true. And that's the heart of me in this lifetime. And being a mother, I feel my recent past life, and I wasn't a mother. I wasn't able to give birth in the physical. Although we are all mothers and parents, fathers, and we are all children. So I'm reaching out to France today, and I thank you so much, Cecile Nyasong on Facebook. She also quoted another haiku by Vincent Harau, and this is, day of mourning, the child begins, a new drawing. And she really mirrored those words in her art that just came to her. Speaks to me so loudly, so clearly. This book, Heal Your World for Children, it is on Amazon, and it is being sold exclusively. Every penny from the author royalties is being donated to children's charities. And last month, I'm so happy to say, we raised a total of $300 because the $150 in book royalties that was raised was doubled by World Child Cancer. The board had that as a December, as a Christmas thing, that they would match all contributions for last month. So thank you to World Child Cancer for all you do. And this month, I'll talk to you a little bit about that later in the show, but I want to get back to blessings. Blessings for those who have lost. And this sweet, sweet blessing, it's not an oracle card. It's a child from France. And I didn't expect these to be prophecies or prophetic. They're profound in their meaning because children know so much more than adults do before we teach them to forget it. And that's something that was given to me through my Angel Michael Oracles book, and I just find it more and more true each day that I live. So Mava, she was 12 years old at the time that she drew this, and this is also in my slideshow, and this is why. She's from France, and she draws the cutest picture of the world, planet Earth, with two outstretched arms, like ready to give you a hug. and this little earth boy has two little legs and blue shoes and a bright red baseball cap on top of his head, and his head is the world, the earth. And Mava says, being with people we love is important. Being with, you know, whether their spirit and we've lost them in the physical, we are still with them. They are still with us. Being with people we love is important, she says. Let's care about each other during bad moments. And France, some bad moments last week. And I send you love and healing and comfort and the knowing that your loved ones, coworkers, colleagues, friends are still very much with you in spirit. Very much. Feel free to call in for your own blessing live on the air or join me in chat. Ask for blessing. You can ask for something specific. You can ask for the angels to just speak to you, to just speak one out. And so if anyone in chat would like that, I'd be happy to read a blessing for you. And I might do that whether you ask or not. But it's up to you if you have something specific. My number is 646-716-7684. And a mother's love is forever. I'm just itching to give you a blessing. So thank you for saying go ahead. This one I'm directed to my angel Michael, Archangel Michael, Oracle Cards by Doreen Virtue. And I'm shuffling through your cards. And the way this works for me is that when I come to a card that's yours, it just, your message, it warms up. Or it feels like there's a little spark on my thumb because I just shuffle through with my fingers. I feel that little spark on my thumb, and that, like, that's for you. Oh, and this is amazing because this was on the very top of the deck when I shuffled and I put it away, and boom, it's just come right back to me for you today. Love, Michael. Yes, yes. This is from Archangel Michael. Explore your options. So you are thinking about, I could do this, I could do that, or I could do this other thing. And I have to choose one right now. Well, this is saying explore your options. And I'm feeling take your time to make this decision. And the prayer that goes with this is, dear God, thank you for your wisdom and love, helping me see, understand, and assess all of my alternative options. Please guide me in the best direction for my health and life's purpose. That's for you. And a mother's love is truly forever. And I love that your name is your mission. Your name is your mission statement. That's beautiful. And as a mother, this is wonderful to let our kids know that too. And as they get older, and even when they're little, trust them to make decisions. Give them options and let them make a decision. It really helps them get stronger and trust themselves. As a child growing up, for my growth and for my learning, and it's made me what I am today, but I was in a very unhealthy church atmosphere where I was told what to do every step of the way. I mean, the minutiae they would get into and say, you must do this God's way. And then God's way was just their own private interpretation that they felt would best control everyone. And I was told that I had to do things in all these specific ways. So I hardly ever got to make my own decision about, well, how should I do this or how should I do that? Oh, you're welcome. So it's important. It's important to let children make some decisions when they're very little. And you'll be surprised. They have wisdom for you. And they'll help you make big decisions by just tuning in to their wisdom, they are so, that's your message. Explore your options and have fun with those. In preparing today, this is mostly spontaneous. Spontaneous and unprepared, but that's the way things happen sometimes. So be open. Be open for that in your life. Not everything has to be all mapped out, all planned out. And that's okay. And that prepares us for when all hell breaks loose. And things we didn't plan at all pour into our lives. It helps us. It helps us if we just do some things spontaneously to prepare for those times when you just have to improvise. Improvise. It can be fun. So our New Year blessings today, 3 times 3. I've had so many magical things with threes. And I just share that blessing with you. 3 times 3, come to me. Beautiful blessings for this new year. And you can see more of the Heal Your World for Children book and find out more if you would like to be part of the Heal Your World for Your Inner Child. That book's coming this year. And I learned so much in doing the children's book, so it'll come together quicker. And you can see more about this and get involved if you'd like to with the one for adults, for your inner child, on intuitivespiritguide.com. That's my website. Moving right along, I would love to share other blessings. And this one is for those in mourning, those who are hurting. What is the map? What is the map? What do we focus on? We've all lost someone that we dearly love and that we dearly miss. And tuning into them in a myriad of ways, through dreams is a wonderful way to do this. I love the Oracle cards. They just speak to me. I get so many different decks, so many different kinds, and every author has put their special blessing on their deck that they've created. And I find it just so much fun and so comforting and beautiful and helping me in making decisions because they speak to you. Okay then. Number 29 on the map, the enchanted map oracle card that I got was number 29. For those in mourning, missing loved ones, there's a beautiful statue and she is holding a glowing light globe in her hand, in her left hand, holding this up into the sky and she's looking down. She's looking down at a butterfly with golden sparkling lights all around it. This is a beautiful monarch butterfly. Beautiful. It's more yellow. It's not a monarch. I know what kind that is, but I can't think of it at the moment. And this is a spirit friend that I have that I lost in 2006. She's come before in that type of butterfly. Big yellow with black markings. Oh, this is so beautiful. Golden light. And the message on this card is, number 29, is coming to life. What were we just talking about? Okay. What were we just talking about? As I shuffle the cards and out of all of these cards, what popped up? Coming to life. This is what we focus on of those we have lost. When they die in this physical realm, they are merely coming to life again, shedding their human self, their human disguise that we all still choose to wear for now. They shed that and they come to life in another realm and they are still beside us every step of the way. And I have a special song to dedicate at the end of the show that I wrote. I was inspired by someone I lost. And thinking about standing by her side again. And we played this at my father's memorial service because it was one of his favorite songs of mine. Oh, I'm an emotional person. Coming to life. All of those that you've lost, they just came to life in another realm. And it's a realm that deep within we are all very familiar with. It's our star baby realm. And we're reborn and reborn as we decide if we want to come back here or not. Or stay there and teach and help and guide. So many options. Explore your options. Oh, I love a mother's love is forever. Thank you for your messages in chat room. This is beautiful. A mother's love is in reference to the two children who passed unexpectedly. Hugs to you too. Yes. Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, I love you, and they're still with you, and they love you. And their love is forever for you. I want to take another call. More blessings. More blessings. On the air, welcome. Your life can be an enchanted tale. Are you still there? Well, I'll get back to you. I don't get an answer right away, so I'm going to go on with my blessings. Next, I would like to give a special blessing for caregivers, those magical folks, fairies, and magical, mystical people who care for animals, who care for the planet. We can all do this. We can all follow their lead. Or maybe you are one of those magical, mystical fairies. You care for your pets. You care for animals in the wild. You pass a tree and you'll hear a bird chirping and you think you understand what she's saying to you. Those kinds of people. Those are the ones this blessing is for. And this is coming from the Goddess Guidance Oracle cards. So for you, you caregivers, you lovers of the animal kingdom, this is for you. Well, of course, it's Goddess Bastet, independent. This is a cat goddess. Of course it is. I have two cats of my own and love them. Love them dearly. Addison and Abby, they're huge ragdoll cats with those big blue eyes. It looks like they're looking at you with people's eyes that you've known before, or they allow spirits to come through and kind of wink at you, and you just know, there's somebody in there giving me a message. Beautiful cats, independent, you guarders of wildlife, you guardians of the planet, you strong, beautiful goddesses and gods. Independence is a foundation for your strength and success. Oftentimes, you have to be independent. You don't get a lot of support. Do it anyway. You know your purpose. You know what you're here for. Do it anyway and be strong. And the cats are with you. Have a wonderful 2015. And thank you for all you do, beautiful fairies and guardians of the planet. I love you, and I thank you so much. Try again to see if this person is still online or if they're just holding from the spirit world, maybe. Hello, are you there? I would love to give you a blessing.
Yes, hello, you are a blessing. How are you?
Oh, thank you so much. So are you. I'm doing well. I'm glad I tried again. I didn't hear you the first time. So
I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. I would love to know your first name.
Tina.
Tina, welcome. And is there something specific that you would like a blessing for, or would you just like to see what the angels have for you today?
Both. I want to see what they have, and then I have a specific question. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, it can all be within the same message. So go ahead and tell me what the specific thing is, and I'm going to reach for my cards
here. Go ahead. I'll let you see what they have for me first. They may say it.
I see what you're doing, yes. And they often do that. That's perfect.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. You are right with the game here.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Oh, I love this one. Okay, your number, your magic number for today in this moment is number 37. Just something to look out for. It might be in a phone number. It might be in an address. But it's just something to look out for, and it's kind of like the angels waving and saying, hi, here we are, we're with you, and we're helping you in this, whatever it may be. And this is like a little house elf, and it says cleaning house. So this, what I get right off the bat, is cleaning out unhealthy relationships. Boom, 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 boom. She's sweeping. Her feet are brooms, and she is just sweeping out the dust. So That's what I get right off the bat. How does that make you feel?
Oh, I know what they're talking about. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. You don't have to share any details because they know. And is there anything specific that you would like beyond that?
Oh, yes. I know what they're talking about. They're telling me to get rid of my ex. But I have with whom I've been away from for 2 years. But I have a new amazing guy, and his name is Robert. So I want to know, what do they have to say about the amazing Robert?
Robert? Okay.
Yes.
I need to switch decks for this. Okay.
Yes.
This one is coming from Angel Michael. Oracle cards, these are some that came to me and I created, and they became the messages and pictures in my Angel Michael Oracles book. But there are some amazing messages here, and the deck has a magical fairy on it with Angel Michael. Her name is Luna. Okay, this says, respect freedom in your world of sacred beauty. Does he love nature? Does he have a heart for nature and loves animals, loves being outside? Do you guys go on walks?
Yes, he's a beautiful soul.
Yes. Well, I'm seeing beautiful soul all over this card. And again, butterflies are coming in. Butterflies, butterflies, and more butterflies today. I hope that blesses you. And yes, I do see beautiful soul.
Yes,
take walks in nature with him when it's warm enough.
Yes. Did he say anything about marriage? Because it is going, he is just a breath of fresh air. I'm just like so grateful. You're peaceful. Yes.
Oh, thank you. And that's wonderful. Peaceful is a wonderful,
peaceful,
wonderful relationship.
Yes.
And what a big change for you too. So just let all that other stuff go, sweep it away. Let them go with love, send them on their way. As you're sweeping it away and the dust is going out, you can send out some magical fairy dust for their lives and go, go, go. Because it's good to focus on. It's good to focus on now and a peaceful relationship. And don't let that other one loom large and get in the way of what you have now. The picture, you say he's a breath of fresh air. The picture on this card is actually Michael, and he has his arms stretched out, looking up to the sky and just breathing in. So, yes, he breathes. This is a breath of fresh air for you.
Yes, and I'm moving. Do they have anything else to say about my move?
This is just cleaning house. You have to clean house before you move, so that's part of it. And letting go of that place that's been your place and your space. And wherever you go, there you will be, which means you take you, you take your energy, you take your fun, your spirit with you, but you leave all the unhealthy stuff as best
yes.
you can. It tends to follow you, but as best you can, you make a fresh start, and that's wonderful. Fresh start, new year.
Yes, that is so, yes, I agree.
I love the name Robert, too. That's my father's middle name.
Oh.
I love that name. And have you seen the movie Enchanted?
I think so, but I don't remember it.
The Disney movie Enchanted with Amy Adams.
Okay.
And all I can think of him is the doctor, Patrick Dempsey. Very, very fun. Very fun with the name Robert. It's a very beautiful, fun love story. So you guys can watch that together and smile. And look for the 440 in that, because that's a magical number of love.
Yes, and the ex that came up, Lewis. Do you see, would he be peaceful? Because we are going to court for child support, but he won't be like civil towards me. Because we're not in a relationship anymore. I'm trying to be nice, you know, which is one
yes.
of the things he didn't when we were together. I'm trying to be nice so that we could co-parent, but he's like, it has to be all or nothing.
Yeah, honey, it's not pleasant. It's not pleasant, but you'll get through it, and you have help. You have help.
Yes.
The main thing is that when you're with Robert, you're with Robert.
Yes.
And you focus on that peace. And what's really important here, the words in it, again, I'll read, respect freedom in your
yes.
world of sacred beauty. So you keep that sacred. You keep that sacred as much as you can. He'll want to help you, but, you know, don't pull him into that too much. Keep that your sweet and wonderful place to escape the other stuff.
Yeah.
And just let that go more and more. And I send you energy for as peaceful as it can possibly be. But it looks pretty bumpy on that side of things.
Yes.
So it's good that
yes.
you have help and support.
Yes, thank
just,
God, yes.
You know, focus on your children and what's best for them, and you'll be good.
Yes, thank you.
You're so welcome. Many, many blessings. Go buy or rent Enchanted and call me back and let me know what you think.
Absolutely. Are you on every Friday at this time?
I am, yes. Fridays at, it's 10 o'clock my time, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time in the U.S.
Oh, okay. Every Friday. Thank you.
Yes, so call me back. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Thank
Many
you.
Blessings. Bye
yes.
for now.
Bye.
Hey, I caught that. You had one more thing to say.
I'm sorry. Do you have a number? Can we reach you on Facebook for readings outside of this?
Yes, absolutely. Go to intuitivespiritguide.com and look
okay.
under Angel Guidance. It's right there on my homepage, and there's a phone number. So, yes, absolutely. Thank you for asking.
You. You're welcome.
Have a Bye-bye. Great week and have a blessed year. Bye. Thank you all so much for calling in. Oh, my daughter was right. Thank you, Jasmine. Oh, she told me, Mom, you can't just give up the angel guidance on your show. Because, you know, I love reading the stories, but I also love talking with you and hearing what you need and speaking to that. And that's so important. So I thank you so much for being with me here today. I bumped up my time because for the story time, I made it from the time I start, 12 Eastern Standard Time in the U.S., 12 noon. And I had that going for just a half hour. So it was just 12 to 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. And today I made it an hour, and it has flown by faster than the half hour shows. And I'm taking that as a sign too. So thank you for going through this experiment with me, to prove once again that my baby girl was right. Thank you, Jasmine. Thank you for everything you do, because everything you do is an important part of everyone else's enchanted tale life on Earth. Did you know that? When you make a decision, and I hadn't gotten to it yet, but we'll get to it next time. We'll keep going with angel guidance and enchanted tales. But everything you do is important. And today I have a song. We're going to even go over a little bit over the hour. So if you don't hear the end of the song and you want to, you can just tune in after the show is up on Blog Talk and hear the whole thing all the way to the end. This song is called Standing by Your Side, and I'm dedicating it to the people of France today, that your loved ones are still with you, and we will stand by their side, and they are standing by you right now. And I want to say again, please go check out the book, Heal Your World for Children. This month, all the donations are going to Heal the World Miracle Project. And my friend Happy, who is in chat today, he does so much for these children in Uganda. And they sent me 24 drawings from them to put in the book. You have to see it. Their drawings are so special and what they have to say. And they even translated it to English for me to make it easy. This book is really special. So go check it out on Amazon. Everything, every penny of my author's cut that Amazon will give me goes to children. And it's been working its magic, so I thank you for that. I love you. And you know what you are? You are beauty and eternity within. You are love. And you are so very loved. So believe, feel their energy, feel their spirits. Your loved ones are standing by your side right now. I love you, and I'll see you next week, and I'll hear you next week. Call me. Better things in this world can't
I'll be still.